It's been 1 year since Thomas Hartless went to the tiny Licking County village of Kirkersville and killed three people, including Police Chief Eric DeSario. A police chief hired last year in the wake of DeSario's murder lasted just a few months on the job, and now the latest chief is under scrutiny for his criminal record and work history. On this quiet weekday morning, a newly dedicated bench honoring Eric DeSario sits outside the Kirkersville Police Department. The office is closed, but it's usually headed by a new chief, James Hughes Jr. He's only been on the job a few weeks, but is already raising eyebrows among some residents like Judy Casto.
We're not happy with not having somebody positive and wants to know the people in the town and friendly like the past chief that we had.
WOSU obtained Hughes' personnel records from Fairfield County, where he worked as a deputy in 2012 and 2013. An investigation found Hughes had an improper relationship with a former female inmate after she was released from the Fairfield County Jail. Hughes received a 2-week suspension without pay and was transferred, but kept his job. In 2013, Hughes pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct in Whitehall. The police report says Hughes got into an argument with workers at a fast food restaurant over his order and then spat at the drive-thru window. When speaking to Whitehall police, Hughes referred to the employees in vulgar racist terms. According to the report, Hughes said, quote, F those ignorant N-words. I asked Hughes about his guilty plea, and he told me by phone, quote, I don't have any comment. That's in the past. Then he hung up. Kirkersville Mayor Terry Ashcraft declined to talk about Hughes's record, but he defended Hughes, saying the media is only getting one side of the story. Ashcraft says he even received a letter from a Fairfield County sheriff's official describing Hughes as a good employee.
It's working out real good. We're just going to expand the hours and get more protection. But they're doing a good job.
Kirkersville Chief Legal Advisor Brian Zett says he was not part of Hughes' hiring process and has not seen his application. But he says Hughes was upfront about the Whitehall case.
I know that the mayor was part of the hiring process, and the mayor told me specifically that the chief did disclose fully that information about the mayor's court matter.
Natty Groves owns CRS Carpets just across the street from the Kirkersville Police Station. He says some people are nitpickers.
I heard that they've got a new police chief. I have not met him. I don't know anything about him other than some stuttlebuck that things that you hear people say that you can't verify whether it's right, whether it's wrong.
Hughes follows Jeff Finley, who took the job as chief last October. 5 months later, he resigned. Finley told the Newark Advocate that Mayor Ashcraft was verbally abusive and created a hostile work environment. Ashcraft says it's time to move on.
There's still an ongoing investigation. I won't discuss it. I know there's some comments made about me. None of it was true. It was all made up. But there's stuff that's going on I won't discuss at this time.
The Pine Kirk nursing home where the murders occurred recently reopened. Brian Milam lives 2 doors away and says it was a one-time thing. He doesn't worry about his safety and plans to stay in Kirkersville.
You know, everybody's cautious, but it's such a quiet little town. Everybody knows everybody, and I love it here. I'm not leaving.